Hey, we're back.
We're back.
It's been a minute.
Yes, it has.
And we're here. I'm Liz.
And I'm Laura.
And you're listening to From X to Z,
a podcast where we have multi-generational conversations about things that matter.
And some that don't.
We switched up on that.
Yeah, we did. That's okay. So it's been a little bit since we posted.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit. We have recorded a lot of episodes. We just haven't had time to kind of proof those episodes and get them out.
It's been busy.
It's been a really awesome end to summer. And now we are into fall. And so some of the episodes might not make sense with the big gap that we've had. So we just thought we would chat a little bit about the end of summer and some things that we've just had going on in our lives and just do a quick little catch up before we get back into our regularly scheduled programming.
I love catch up.
I do too. On my French fries.
It's the best.
Yeah, totally. So here we are.
I'm excited. It's been a minute since we recorded, but I'm excited. I like doing this.
Yeah, me too. We have no notes on
notes.
Oh, you do.
I do have notes.
I
but
do
just
not
for me.
Have notes. I am completely winging it tonight. So we'll just see
today.
I'm just, so we'll see where it goes.
No, this is the best kind of podcast.
Yeah. So, okay. End of summer was good.
Yeah. There's birthday box event was fabulous.
We had a birthday box event for the Marco Shimwell Foundation and it was awesome. We ended up packing almost 900 boxes.
Yay! Which insert is, applause sound here.
You're so amazing. So that was the best year we've had since the first year that we did this 7 years ago.
Wow.
It's pretty awesome. And we had about 150 volunteers about
wow.
that. Maybe a little bit, I think a little bit more than that. That either helped us the day of like with the tables and like you and Kellen helped with the merch and that kind of stuff, or that just came to pack boxes with us. It was a really good event. Our seventh year doing this. We have up to date at this point in grand total packed and donated 7,000 birthday boxes. So
that's awesome.
It's
pretty
cool mission. I'm not gonna
pretty
lie.
Pretty cool local mission.
It's pretty cool. And it's very, it's a really awesome way to love God, love others.
Yeah.
And also a way of honoring Marco and his memory and being able to do that. And I say every year, it's just really cool because even though we can't celebrate Marco's birthday with him, this is a way that we get to celebrate Marco with so many other people on their special day. And it's a way that we remind people that you're loved, you're cared for, you're valuable, and the day that you were born deserves to be celebrated.
Mm-hmm.
And something that I had never thought of. So another thing that happened in our home, very recently, was that we had a couple of missionaries that live in Birmingham, England, that were here visiting us. They've been here in the U.S. for a month, but they were here in our home as our guests for a few days last week, for a week last week. And when we were telling them about birthday boxes, and I said, you know, like I expected to have this really big ask that God was going to ask us to do, and something huge, like we were going to completely end drunk driving in the state of Kentucky, or we were going to change laws and we were going to make this big huge impact and this big huge difference. And God said, I want you to make birthday boxes. And it was like, what? Like I was expecting something bigger.
Yeah.
And even then I was like, okay, we'll do that, but in the interim, until you give us the big thing that you want us to do. And still waiting for the big thing, still thinking and getting a little bit offended when people are like, what else do you do besides birthday boxes? And thinking that we needed to do something more besides birthday boxes. We do, but this is our big thing. and feeling like birthday boxes aren't enough. Like we need to do something bigger. And it's just been recently that I've been like, I'm good with the fact that we do birthday boxes. And when I think about it, we've done 7,000. That's not
amazing.
That's not small. But one of the missionaries that we're staying here just offered me a completely different perspective. And he said that if you were to have gone the route of like fighting drunk driving, and not that that's not a worthy cause, but if you would have gone that route, you would have always been fighting death. And instead, you're celebrating life.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was just like, I never thought of it that way. But that puts just a completely different perspective on what we do. And we already have a heart for it. I already feel called to it. But it was just like, I needed to hear that. And has so much more significance now that I think about that. And just like our mission and in our faith and in so many other things. So yeah, it was a really good experience. And having them here in our home, it was lovely. It was it went brilliantly, as they would say. It was lovely. We drank a lot of tea.
Aww.
And no, it was really good. It was a really good experience. It was really cool.
Did you make any fish and chips?
No, but I did make like a pot roast and things like that. Yeah. And I asked them like, what would a typical meal in England be like? And they were like, Sunday roast.
Yeah,
like
Sunday
they
roast.
Were like, basically the way that you served that would have been.
And I said,
well, there you go. And so I didn't even attempt to make some other things that I knew I couldn't, like crumpets. And I did get English muffins and I was like, disclaimer, I already know that this is an American food and not something that you would eat over there.
You didn't make like Yorkshire puddings or something like that?
No, I did not. And then I was thinking, you know, they probably get enough of that at home. So
I'm
going to make like food that we would make here. And
did you make like the Mississippi pot roast?
I did.
Oh, I still haven't had one of those.
What?
And
I'll make you one.
Really?
Yeah, I'll make you one.
I really, really want to try.
I was going to say, I might have leftovers, but I don't.
Oh, that's okay.
You wouldn't want them anyway. They'd be over a week old, but I threw them out.
That's fine.
Yes, it has banana peppers or pepperoncini or whatever. Because
I love the pepperoncini.
Pepperoncini are molto bene.
So I think I would really like that.
Yeah, it's delicious. Okay. And it's easy, super easy.
Okay. Yeah, I'll need to try one. Yay!
Yeah, we'll have dinner.
It's like a cozy food for like a good windy night.
Comfort food.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So excited for fall.
So yeah, so that was good.
Cool.
That was a good end to our summer.
Yeah.
/ beginning of fall.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
Yeah. Let's see. End of summer, beginning of fall. Kellen and I took a road trip up to see my cousin in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And her husband, and we just had a fabulous time. I love them. They're so much fun. And I have visited them once before, but I haven't been to their new house. And they also just got a new puppy. So it was just really, really fun. Got to visit with them we went over Labor Day, so we got an extra day. You know.
Nice.
These work people, we have to go to work. So at least we got one more day.
Boo.
But it was just really lovely because, I mean, we've known each other all our lives, obviously, but it's just kind of like it's kind of like, you know, with siblings, you just get each other and more than a friend would. And that's how I feel with her. And so it's just really nice to get back together and talk about old memories, but also like what we're doing now, what we're up to, how our lives are changing, but how we're also still the same person that we've always been. And it's just, it was really therapeutic to visit with them and to just have like a weekend away. It was like to see, we talked about how much we loved Pittsburgh. Like, it was a really cool city. Very artsy and very diverse. It was a really fun weekend.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
It was a nice way to close out the summer because we did a lot of traveling this summer. It was a very busy, packed summer. Because, like, there's been a few weddings, and we're planning for our wedding. Just all of the things are happening. And so it was, like, a nice, like, little mini vacation.
Yeah.
To hang out with them and chill a little bit before our wedding happens. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
Our summer was super chill. It was the right amount of busy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like most of the time our summers are very hectic. Speaking of birthday boxes, that's usually when we plan birthday boxes. But I've noticed that when we do that, I feel like I don't get a summer with my children. And part yeah. of the beauty of my schedule and my work life is that I get to really balance that work life and home life. And when we focus on birthday boxes in the summer and planning it, then I felt like I'm not getting to enjoy yeah. this part, this benefit of what we do and how we do it. So the last 2 years I've been very intentional that we don't plan birthday boxes like majorly
mm-hmm.
until after Maximo's birthday, which okay. is the end of July. And in really August 1 is like the yeah. day. So it's like 1 month of like really hitting the ground running and hitting it hard. But it allows us to have that summer to rest
yeah.
and to be together with our family. And August is really exhausting, but it's 1 month. And then,
yeah.
and then we, the rest of the year is when we like kind of distribute everything mm-hmm. that we've done, and it's the aftermath and the cleanup
yeah.
and organizing and stuff. But it's 1 month of like really, really hard hitting,
mm-hmm.
Go, go, go. But this summer, so we did not go on like a vacation. And that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
We did like a couple of more local trips. We went to
yeah.
Nashville twice, and Ben's aunt lives in Nashville, and so we go there often, but usually when we go, it's just for like a family visit, and we don't do the Nashville things. And so we actually took Maximo to a drum camp for his birthday in Nashville at the School of Rock down there. And it was really nice for him to be able to do that. And the timing of the camp, it was a week-long camp. And at the end of it was like this drum symposium or
Ooh.
Something like that. So that was pretty cool because he got to go to that. And then he met some, we know a professional drummer from Nashville.
Okay.
You know him too.
Yeah, yeah.
Caleb, and he's a drummer for a couple of very big names in the music industry.
Crazy.
And so he actually like met Maximo and Ben at Aww. The drummer symposium and kind of took them around and stuff, which is awesome.
That's fun.
But it was like, it was just a nice week because even though we go to Nashville often, like I said, we don't usually get to do the things
yeah.
in Nashville because we're usually visiting family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we got to go to that one place. I can't think of the name of it.
Are we talking about food?
Not yet.
Are we talking about shops?
Not yet. No.
Okay. I was just trying to help you out here.
Botanical garden.
Oh.
Cheekwood.
Okay.
We went to Cheekwood.
Ooh, that sounds cool.
We have heard about like, so Ben's other aunt is a master gardener and she always talks about Cheekwood estates and botanical gardens.
Okay.
And it's this amazing thing in Nashville. And I was like, oh, I mean, you're a gardener, so you would say that. But we went and we took our youngest, while drum camp was going on, and it was so much fun. Like
Aww.
I really, really enjoyed it. And then we went to like some dinosaur world for him, and I went to Five Dotter Donuts
Ooh.
Twice,
Ooh.
Not once, but twice.
Oh my goodness.
So good.
Give me like two flavors.
Oh my gosh.
All of them.
I don't remember what it's called, but it's the maple bacon one.
Okay. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
I've had a maple bacon donut and it's just delicious.
Not like this.
Not like that?
Not like
okay.
this.
Okay.
It is it's 100 layer donuts because that's Five Dotters.
Okay.
So it's like a flaky croissant type
oh,
donut.
Goodness.
Like a cronut almost.
Oh.
But it's filled. So there's like a creamy filling inside of the donut. On top of the like 100 layers of buttery goodness, sugary flakiness, and then topped with maple, and then topped with bacon, and then topped with another little dollop of cream.
Holy moly.
It's amazing.
Oh like, my gosh.
I dreamt about this donut. It is amazing. So good. So yeah, not once but twice we went there.
I bet those were not low fat.
No, but that was okay. They were not the fat-free kind.
The fat-free.
They did not remove the fat or
fat
the calories. But that's okay.
That's an inside joke. We'll explain later.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, and that was good. And, I mean, Nashville's such a foodie town.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, there was, like, a lot of eating. We went
yeah.
to Jenny's Ice Cream once, not twice. Yeah, so there's just a lot of just good stuff. Yeah. And we don't usually, and it wasn't far. Like, it's so close to home. And so we weren't like exhausted. Mm-hmm. And we stayed in a place that we were super comfortable.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was really nice.
Yay.
Really nice. So it wasn't super busy this
Visiting
summer.
Places that are like predictable, that you know where you're at, is sometimes more restful than like exploring. Well, it is more restful than exploring something new. So it's good to have those vacations.
Yeah. Part of the stress for me is like not knowing what to expect.
Yeah.
And so not knowing how to pack, not knowing what we're going to do when we're there, or planning all of the things that we're going to do and not sure how that's going to work out. So
yeah, totally.
Yeah. Yeah. Nashville is just, it's a really good foodie town. And so we partook, had some good pizza while we were there. Yeah, it's just good. It's good. There was a lot more to experience besides the food, but I'm a foodie and it's a foodie town.
Oh my
and so
gosh,
that was
I
one of the highlights
food.
For me.
Yeah. There is a really good local Mexican spot that we went to.
So this foodie conversation is reminding me of something that we just talked about a minute ago. About your reaction.
Yes.
To something that you recently made.
Okay,
speaking of being foodies.
And me, I'm very excited for fall. Okay. So it's either been like a really rainy or hot summer.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just been like kind of miserable.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for cooler weather the fall.
Yeah.
So this past weekend I got in the fall mood and I got all of these beta carotene foods. Okay. I made roasted sweet potatoes.
Okay.
I made carrot soup.
And what is beta carotene good for again?
I don't even know.
You
I think
were
it's
telling
like your brain
me,
or your eyes or something.
You were telling me something about eating carrots daily does something good for
eating
you.
Raw carrots.
Uh-huh.
It helps like your hormone level. Basically, like if you're experiencing like period cramps or like, you know, hormonal issues, then it can help. I think the raw carrot gets rid of something. I don't even know exactly, but it like helps you to not hold on to excess of that hormone.
Oh, okay, cool.
So helps,
I knew it did something good for you, but I couldn't remember besides like the nutrients.
Right,
but it actually like had
it
a
has
function
to be like raw
good.
Carrot though. Specifically.
I love raw carrot. I love carrots anyway. But anyway, continue. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, no, you're fine. So yeah, I made carrot soup, and then I made spiced coconut lentils.
That sounds so good.
I'm gonna make you some. So you're gonna make me the pot roast. I'm gonna make you the lentils. And then I also made stewed apples. So like I got all this stuff going and it was like 10:30 p.m. and I was like smelling all these foods and I had eaten dinner, but I was so hungry for like these fall foods.
Mm-hmm.
So when the lentils were done, I take a bite and I almost like fall onto the floor. I'm like so in love with this recipe. You know, I can't follow a recipe. You know this. Like, I have to add a little bit of this and add a little bit of that. So, in my mind, it's like so much better than it could have ever been.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I literally probably used, because I can't double dip, so I used like 10 spoons. And I was eventually like, okay, I just need to get a bowl of this. Because I know it's like almost 11 p.m., but I'm going to eat a bowl of these lentils. So I get a bowl of them and I literally like collapse onto the kitchen floor and eat my bowl of lentils sitting on the kitchen floor and I almost start crying.
Because it's so good.
Because it's so good.
Okay, so.
It's so good and so warming and so fall.
So, okay, so the funny thing is that you texted me this and you were like, I know I'm being dramatic. And I was like, oh, girl, I love the drama because I have like a little food dance, like a happy dance that I do when food is really good. So I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, again, when you eat like really delicious, good food, it makes you
so
happy.
Good. Yeah.
And we react dramatically to that when you are us. And it reminds me. So I was having this conversation with Ben the other day. I did something And he said that my reaction was excessive or over the top or something like that. And I was like, I am over the top and excessive. Like, that's how I react.
That's who I am.
Like, have we just met? Do you not know me? And I used this conversation about the food yep. and how you reacted to it and how I react to good food as an example of that.
Yeah.
I was like, I am dramatic. Like, that is who I am. And he said, if he would have reacted the way I did, it would have been over the top, or I would have said it was over the top. I was like, because it would have been, because for you to react that way, that would mean that you were feeling very strongly about that.
Right.
For me to react that way is like Tuesday. Like, there's nothing, there's nothing different about this situation. It's just how I respond to things.
Yes.
And literally last night, my oldest son was saying that he was telling me about something. He was like, so it just makes me nervous. Like, if I feel like you're going to yell at me or whatever. And I was like, when do I yell at you? He's like, you yell at me all the time. I was like, I do not yell at you. And he's like, you're yelling at me right now. I'm like, this is just the way I talk. I am not yelling. So anyway, I'm like, I am over the top. I can be dramatic. I react in a big way. I have big reactions. I'm not going to say I overreact. I have big reactions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that you and I are very similar that. So it's like, this is my default.
This is your normal.
What I say is my mid. This is just me being mid. Like, this is not yelling.
Do you want to see over the top? Because exactly. I can show you over the top.
And then I was joking because I said that I was like, I'm not yelling. This is not yelling. And we actually asked Alexa for the definition of yelling. And we couldn't hear her because I was talking over it. Oh! She's going to answer us now.
She heard you.
I don't need That's it now, amazing. Alexa. And I still can't hear her because I'm talking over it.
She's to your rescue.
I know.
That is so funny because Kellen will... okay, so if we're out to eat and I'm loving the food that I'm eating.
Yes.
I'm like, this is the best blank pizza, mm-hmm. pasta, mm-hmm. salad, whatever I've ever had. And he's like, okay, you say that every time we go out to eat. And I was like, because it's true every time we go out to eat.
Yeah.
Every time it's true.
Well, okay. So yes. So I will, speaking of cooking, I will cook something that I'll try a new recipe or something like that. And I'll be like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Like, it took me hours to do this. And
it makes it taste
so
better
too.
So much
thought yeah. went into it, and love and preparation mm-hmm. and all of these things. And I'm eating it like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. This is so good. And this is the reaction I get from my husband. It's good. That's it. Two words and a it's good. I'm like, do you like it? Don't you think it's so good? Isn't this delicious? It's good.
I love that because that's how my best friend is. I'll be like telling her something super exciting or whatever. And I'm like, isn't this awesome? Like, I'm like freaking out. And I'm like, all this stuff. And she's like, oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. I need a little bit more from
yes.
you here.
Yes.
Give me a little bit more. And it was funny because the other night we were on a walk and we were talking about, she got her bridesmaid's dress mm-hmm. for my wedding. And I was like, I can't wait to see your dress. I'm so excited. You got to show me your dress. I'm so excited. She's like, okay. I was like, are you excited to show me your dress? Because I'm excited. She's like, oh, yeah. So I'm excited to show you my dress. Is that better?
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, it's okay. You don't have to match my energy. I know you're excited.
Yeah.
You just don't show it the way that I do. And that's okay.
Yeah. But sometimes, like, I need that energy
matched. I know.
You know, like, when I'm really excited or really upset. And it's like, you don't have to every time.
Yeah.
But sometimes when I'm like, oh, my gosh, can you believe that? Like, I need a, whoa. Although it would feel so, like, foreign. It would feel so foreign for Ben to do that. And if right. he did do that, I'd be like, that did
You're
not come off as
yeah.
like authentic whatsoever.
Yeah, because you know, like, their real reaction,
yeah.
which is good.
Yeah.
And like, it's always authentic.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, sometimes
that's so
you need.
Funny.
But that's why we're friends.
It is.
We both have the same reactions
yeah,
and
is.
We're both over the top.
Yeah.
So
You need people, like, I need people in my life that are going to balance it by not being over the top. Mm-hmm. But I also need people in my life that will match my energy and be like, no way. Are you kidding me? That's crazy. So, yeah.
And it's good for the soul.
Yeah, we're each other's person for that.
Yep, so. Exactly. Exactly. Oh my gosh, that's so funny.
I mean, whenever Ben proposed to me, my reaction to him was, shut up. Are you kidding me right now? And you screamed, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, so this is funny because before the podcast started, I was like, I have a really good story for this. So this is perfect because it's about when I got engaged. Okay, so Kellen and I were talking about it recently. And I think we were actually talking about the podcast episode where I had recounted it. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's the one that you listened to.
The one. Thanks, Kellen. I mean, I guess it doesn't matter because you're never going to hear me. Thank you, but...
So it was funny because we were talking about that and he was like, it's really funny to hear you like talk about it because you had no idea what was happening. And I was like, I know, that's why I talked so much. Like when we were walking up to the spot, I could not stop talking. And he was quiet for a second. He was like, yeah, I wasn't prepared for you to talk that much. I think in his mind, it was going to be this like nice, romantic, quiet walk up to the rug. And then, and I was like,
he was picturing this quiet, romantic stroll.
We're like gazing into each other's eyes, holding hands, like, oh, we're about to be engaged. Nope. Laura's like, I can't believe this is happening. I am just like, what? You surprised me. And like nonstop till this like 3-minute walk up the hill.
That's
hilarious. Yeah. I was like, I could see how you'd feel that way, but to hear you say that is just even more hilarious.
That
because
is so
it's
so funny.
True.
Yeah. It's so funny how we were both like, even then in our proposals, so in our personalities.
Yeah.
Like Ben was trying to surprise me and he wanted me to open something and I was like, we are late, why, like, what, can we do this later, like, why do I have to do this right now, can I do this in the car? And he was like, just sit down for a minute. And I was like, because we were going to a party and I was like, we are late, like, they are waiting for us, we're supposed to be there 10 minutes ago. And that's my personality. And then of course whenever I see the ring, I'm just like, shut up, are you kidding me? No way.
You're very mid-reaction.
Yeah, I know, right? Low-key. I'm so low-key. I actually have the most ironic sweatshirt ever, which says low-key on it. And
really?
Every time I wear it, Ben is like, that just cracks me up that you even have a shirt that says low-key.
I should have, that's like if I had a shirt that says I am not overstimulated.
That's hard to say with a straight face as you're sitting across from me, like twitching your legs and your feet. And...
I can't
I'm fine.
Stop.
I'm fine.
Oh, God, I've been red.
I got a read on you.
We're good. We're easily read.
We've said this before, but like I am the worst liar in the world. Even when I'm trying to lie, like to hide a surprise or something like that, like I'm terrible at it. I mean, I can keep secrets.
Right.
Like that's not a problem.
Yeah.
But I can't lie. So if I'm trying to like pull one over on somebody, even if it's like for a surprise or whatever, if they ask me something about it, I just have to walk away because I cannot lie.
Yeah.
It is written all over my face.
Mm-hmm.
And my voice goes up. I'm like, no.
Right. Yep. Well, there's your tell right there.
I can't look at you. And yeah, it's really.
That's so funny.
Yeah. Isn't that funny?
Oh,
anyway,
man.
Anyway, we are who we are.
We are who we are. And we are made beautiful in the image of God.
And I embrace it.
Anything
else in your notes?
No, not really. I will say over the summer I needed, because it was such like a long hot summer, I needed a good book that was set in summer.
Yeah.
Like local. So like Tyler Childers' new album came out. I wanted something Appalachia and summery.
Uh-huh.
So I You've probably heard of Barbara Kingsolver.
Yes.
She wrote the Demon Copperhead, which I have not read yet, but I've heard great things. But she also, she's written several books. One of her books is Prodigal Summer. And I read that over the summer and it was fabulous. It was beautifully written. I read some of it. I also listened to some of the audiobook. Kind of like when I'm at work, I'll do the audiobook. And when I get home, I'll read. But the audiobook is beautiful. She narrates it herself. And the writing is just very poetic. And it's just a very beautiful summer story. And like, I loved that it was local too. It talks about Lexington and different parts of Kentucky. And it was just really nostalgic. So it was kind of what I needed over the summer. So
yeah,
I just wanted to throw that out there. If you haven't read that,
put that as I haven't read a book since our last book that we read together.
No way.
I know, it's been busy. It was birthday box month.
Oh yeah, so. Okay, that's true.
So I am in the last book that we read, the book, our book of summer. We have done an episode on that, and we will put that
beautiful
out.
Life.
It was really good, and we talked about it, and we have an episode that we'll put out soon. Bless you.
Thank you.
Also, just a little side note, we had, to wrap up summer, we had a conversation with two of my besties.
Yes.
And that was a really fun night. They came over and we hung out and we
talked. That was so fun. I hadn't met them yet. I mean, I've met them through you, like talking about them. So, but not in person. That was so much fun.
Yeah. And so I cannot wait to get that out too. And so, but again, since it's been a minute since we've posted an episode, because I mean, life, we just thought this would be a good time for us to catch up and yeah, and tell you that we do have some things coming and they're already almost ready, but we just thought it didn't make sense to put it out there when we haven't put anything out for, it was like a month,
been a couple months,
2 months.
It's
I don't think we put anything out in July or August. Again, because I was out of town a good portion of July and then we hit birthday box season. And so didn't leave a whole lot of time. And then you were busy with work and travel and things like that. So we just wanted to do a quick little catch up. How you doing? How's it been going?
This is a great back in the saddle episode.
Fun. And as we're sitting here talking, I have so many other things that have come up in my mind, and we will just talk about those later.
Put it in your notes.
Yeah, we'll just we'll just do that later. But anyway, does this matter? It's a question we ask every time.
I think yes, because this was really good for my soul. I love talking with you, my friend, and I also love talking with the other people that are listening to this that we don't know we're talking to, but
yeah,
I think it is because it's like, it's fun and it's silly, but also like, you need a good girl chat sometimes.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's refreshing. It's good for the soul, like you said. And there's been, it's been a really good summer. It's been a restful summer for me, but also like, there's been a mixed bag of like heaviness.
Yeah.
And especially this time of year for us personally, there's a lot of heaviness around events that have happened in our lives. So it's just really nice to just be with a friend and chat and talk and catch up, because I also feel like we haven't really had the space and the time to just sit down together.
Well, it's been since the last time we recorded, really.
Yeah, like we've talked, we've texted, we've had quick little chats, but we haven't really sat down on the couch together and had a catch up in a while. So this is just, it's good for the soul.
I know.
And we hope it's good for your all soul to souls also. Hope it's good for you. But tell us what you think. And tell us, do you guys have friends that you just like to sit on the couch with and catch up with? And how was your summer? How was your end of summer? How's your beginning of fall? Oh, one more thing.
Yay, one more thing.
Happy anniversary, because it's been 1 year for our podcast.
That's right.
Yeah, our podcast launched in August of 2024 around birthday boxes. And so we have officially...
Yeah, it was like the premiere of last year's birthday box event.
Yes, and so we have officially been podcast partners for 1 year. From X to Z Podcast has made it 1 full year.
So exciting.
So yeah, pop a bottle
from
for
X
us.
To Z, woo! So awesome.
So anyway, so... that's it for this one. And just keep listening.
Back with some good stuff.
Yeah, keep following, because we'll have, we've had some really good conversations, and I can't wait to get those out to you guys. In the meantime, you've been listening to From X to Z Podcast with Liz and Laura.
And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.